Good morning. We have a dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, thanks to high pressure that's moved in, pushing a front from earlier in the weekend well off to the south and into the mid-Atlantic region. Still, leftover moisture is being seen in the form of mostly cloudy skies and even areas of fog, lowering the visibility in spots for the morning commute. But it will be dry throughout the morning. As the sun gets higher in the sky, the air mass will mix out and will return to some sunshine, although clouds will be mixed in from time to time throughout the day. And with a dry afternoon, it'll be warmer, with highs reaching the mid-70s on average. Slowly, that front will make a comeback from the south tonight as a wave of low pressure works its way along it from the Ohio Valley. The combination of the wave of low pressure and that front will produce mostly cloudy skies overnight, and we do run the risk of a passing shower, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder well after midnight as lows drop into the upper 50s and lower 60s. As we get into the day tomorrow, that front once again will be the focus for our weather as it is going to be draped across the area. And again, with that wave of low pressure passing through, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and even the chance of some thunderstorms across the area with some heavier downpours and maybe some stronger wind gusts. High temperatures should manage, though, to get back into the lower 70s. Another front from southern Canada will dry things out as it sweeps through later in the day on Tuesday and Tuesday night. This will leave us with a couple of dry days through the middle of the week on Wednesday and Thursday. Both days will feature a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower and middle 70s. That front, though, will not go too far to the south. In fact, it'll come back to the north again late in the day on Friday with increasing clouds and the chance of a shower, highs around 70. And with that front nearby for the weekend, it looks a bit unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday in the 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will fire along that same stationary front over the central United States through the middle of the week. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a vast area spanning from the southern plains to the central Appalachians along that front as having a slight risk for severe weather. In the southern plains, weak to modest winds aloft and weak vertical shear will support multi-cell storm modes. The thermodynamic environment, though, will promote a threat for downburst winds and large hail as strong storms develop from late afternoon and into the evening. Eastbound, a combination of strong winds and hail will be the primary risks. Meanwhile, abundant moisture will feed northward over that same boundary, and given the slow movement of the front, storms will likely track over the same area. This will increase the likelihood for excessive rainfall, which could lead to flash flooding for portions of the Midwest and Ohio Valley today. Flash flood watches have been issued for southern lower Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under clear skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 48, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 24 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 70, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 68 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 58, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 48 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 93 hundredths below normal, and 13.18 inches for the year, which is 6 tenths of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with a shower possible late tonight with lows in the mid-50s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with a shower or thunderstorm possible late tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with clouds mixing in, especially in the Catskills, highs reaching the lower and middle 70s. Increasing clouds with a shower possible late tonight and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds with a shower or thunderstorm possible late tonight and lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a shower possible, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with lows near 60 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible, lower 70s. Dry with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday. Lower 70s Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Friday near 70, and a good chance of a few showers or thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday in the 60s and lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.